Sunset Lake CBD is a majority employee-owned hemp farm located right outside of Burlington, Vermont. Before they started growing hemp, Sunset Lake Farms produced cream for Ben & Jerry's. Sunset Lake CBD doesn't use any pesticides or herbicides to grow any of its hemp plants, and they use organic fertilizer and other sustainable farming techniques to ensure the long-term health of the soil and to minimize their carbon footprint. So like all of us, my days are really stressful. By the end of the night, my kids are in bed, I'm taking a minute to chill, but I'm still unwinding. I recently started using the Relax Gummies infused with CBD isolate, reishi mushroom extract, and ashwagandha root extract. I'm really glad I tried these because they really helped me get ready for a good night of sleep, and I really think I sleep better, so I'd highly recommend it. Check out Sunset Lake CBD today at sunsetlakecbd.com and use the code UNDERMINE for 20% off your order. That's sunsetlakecbd.com and use the code UNDERMINE for 20% off your order. Farmer-owned, Vermont-grown, Sunset Lake CBD. Hi, listeners. I want to tell you about a cause that I'm involved with at Heritage Radio Network. HRN is celebrating its 15th year, and to celebrate, we're deepening our commitment to giving voice to the next generation of food system storytellers, and we need your help. Our internship and fellowship programs help activate new possibilities for underrepresented and underestimated young people through experiential journalism, audio engineering, and production training. Through these unique programs, HRN helps food equity stewards build essential workforce readiness skills that expand their potential and foster economic mobility. Please consider supporting these critical programs. And with a minimum donation, you can be entered to win a dinner for two at an amazing restaurant in one of eight cities and tickets to a concert at a great venue in one of those cities. We have incredible partners across the country who have donated, as they also share our passion for helping to educate the next generation of food system storytellers. Check out heritageradionetwork.org/15 to donate and enter to win today. That's heritageradionetwork.org/15 to donate and enter to win today. And make sure you donate before March 31st. Thank you.
This is what cyberspace sounded like in the 90s. It's also the sound many Phish fans heard, sometimes multiple times a day, every time they wanted to learn something new about the band. Some of you might even remember where you were.
I was 15th row, dead center for the New Year's 93 Harry Hood.
The same conversations we had on, you know, Usenet and like AOL message board is the same conversations we have in the parking lot.
But for me, I mean, Phish is like the soundtrack of my life. It's provided me, obviously, with, you know, my greatest of friends, my husband. It's really, you know, a community.
Hi, I'm Tom Marshall. Season 1 of Undermine focused on four Vermont college students who formed a band, took their music more seriously than they took themselves, and carved into stone what would become a singular career as one of live music's biggest behemoths and an American touring sensation, Phish. But halfway between Nectar's and Hampton, we're going to do what the band leader Trey Anastasio did the past year during the pandemic, and that's turn the conversation back to you. In season 2 of Undermine, we're going to explore all of that. The people, the diversity, and perceived lack thereof. The noobs, the vets, the activists, the tapers, the lot merchants, the critics, the rail riders, those who woo, those who don't woo, the Phish celebrities, pundits, and characters that collectively make up this wild flock of devoted fans. Season 2 of Undermine is all about you, the Phish community. Coming late summer, on Osiris Media.
Hey you, did you have any plans this year? How's that going? Did you get 2020? Well, welcome to a brand new podcast called 2020, where myself, Benny Goodman, and my good friends Corey Pazin and Siobhan Cronin from the band Lost Symphony also got 2020.
And since the world ended this year, we decided why not just check in with some of our friends in the music industry and see how everyone's doing.
We're going to get a candid look at life on and off the stage, as well as the mindset of some of the most successful people in the entertainment industry.
New episodes drop every Sunday and Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern.
And you can listen at 2020-D.com, SoundTalentMedia.com, or on your favorite podcast app.
Hi. This is Henry Kay, host of the number one music history podcast, Rootsland. Come with me on a journey to Kingston, Jamaica, where we explore the world of reggae music and the untold stories of some of the genre's greatest legends. From the ghettos and tenement yards where the music was born, to the island's iconic recording studios. We are so excited to team up with Osiris Media, the leading storyteller in music, because as you'll hear, sometimes the story is the best song.